Lauren, Elena is on the Gator. Lauren, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am fantastic. When I was told that you were coming to town here, actually in just a couple of weeks, I was so excited that I might have the chance to interview you, because it's not very often that two dynamic accents from the South have a chance to talk to each other. Dadgone it, I've got one on the line with me now. It is the real deal.
Yes, I've got a pretty strong accent. That's what I hear anyway. I don't hear it.
I don't hear it. Listen, I don't hear it either. I doubt there's a word that you can say that I wouldn't understand. But my whole life, I've just been getting... where are you from? Listen.
Me too, no matter where I go.
That's right. And we all want... And look, I'm from Winston-Salem, which is probably about 5 or 6 hours from where you grew up or so. But I think once you below Raleigh... We all sound like you, save for South Florida, right? Yeah, this is kind of the accent that you get. We are very excited to have you, Lauren. It is the 2023 Summer Kickoff Bash, live music, ocean views, and good food at Kingston Resorts. Like I said, here in just a couple of weeks, June 2nd and 3rd. Lauren, are you going to take any time to enjoy the beach when you get here? Because I'm going to tell you something. Kingston Plantation, best views and best beaches on the Grand Stream.
You better believe I'm going to take advantage of being on the beach. Are you kidding?
Okay, explain this to me then. When you were growing up, where did you go to vacation? Did y'all go to Sea Island? Did y'all go to Savannah? Like, where would y'all go to the beach?
No, we went to Daytona Beach every year.
All right, so because the Georgia folks, once you down there in that area, y'all got some options, all right?
And yeah, we got all kinds of options. We can go a bunch of different directions.
You sure can. So tell me about this then. When you're not on stage and when you're not performing all of your hits, and you'll be here with Jameson Rogers as well on Saturday, what does a beach day look like for you? How much stuff do you pack? Tell me about that.
I pretty much take a chair, a towel, and a book, and a pair of shades, and I sit there.
How long is a beach day for you, Lauren?
When the sun comes up until the sun goes down.
That is what I'm talking about. Done right. Do you got your base tan already, or are you going to have to lather up in that SPF 50?
You know what? I don't have a drop of a tan.
I don't either.
So
I've been wearing...
We'll have to pray about that.
I'm
going to be lathered up. And I've got a weird allergy to most sunscreen, so the only ones I can wear make me look white as white can be. It's like the zinc stuff. So I look insane. I'm not drawing any attractive people to me when I'm sitting on the beach.
Well, listen,
all right.
You're a big-time megastar, okay? So the more incognito you can be, the better. Like I said, Lauren, we're real proud to have you. And I just wanted to ask you, while I had you, tell us what the rest of 2023 looks like. Can you give any of our listeners a bit of a surprise for what we might be expecting on the backside of 2023?
Well, you know, I've got a lot of really great things going. I've been planning a wedding, getting married, getting hitched, working on new music with Big Loud, my new record label. So I'm so excited about the new music, and we haven't announced any releases yet, but I've been working really hard in the studio, and I think everybody's going to really love this new stuff. So a lot of really fun stuff. We're getting out on the road. We're going out on the road with the Pentatonics, actually, in the summer, which will be really cool and different for us. I'm very excited about it because they are such good singers. And then we've got some stuff that we haven't announced yet coming up in the fall. So lots of great things.
How are you squeezing in that wedding planning with all this stuff you got happening in your career right now?
Yeah, I hired somebody to take care of it.
That's what I'm talking about. J-Lo, baby, the wedding planner. Let's do it. Lauren, again, you will be here. Kingston Plantation kicking off the summers, the 2023 Summer Kickoff Bash, June 2nd and June 3rd. And again, we're really excited to have you. I know that you're super busy. You just explained all that. But thanks for giving Gator Nation here in Myrtle Beach a little bit of your time, Lauren.
Oh, my gosh. Of course, I'm looking forward to it. And I'll be the pasty white girl with a book on the beach.
And if you see her and she's pasty, folks, let me tell you something. Leave her alone. It's a busy woman right here. She needs a little bit of a break.
I need my downtime.
Yes, she does. Let her read that book. But wait, one more question. I know you got to go. What kind of book does Lauren Elena take to the beach?
Well, I'm taking a couple of books, but everybody's been raving about this It Ends With Us book. I think it's the name of it, so I'm going to take that one. But I like all different kinds of books. I'm kind of a bookworm. But I'm going to take like three or four. My friend just posted a faith-based book that I'm going to read while I'm down there. I like all different kinds of stuff.
It Ends With Us, too, has already been adapted into a screenplay. It's already like...
I know, that's why I got to read the book first.
I know, we got to get caught up so nobody thinks we're posers whenever we go watch it.
That's right. I know, I got to get on it.
Lauren Elena.
It's on my nightstand right now.
No, Lauren Elena, I appreciate you. I can't thank you enough, and we look forward to seeing you just a few Saturdays from now. Thank you so much.
Of course, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Absolutely.
Bye.